good morning, everybody. What a beautiful Thursday, huh? If you like rain, which we needed. Time now for your Home of Economy podcast. In the studio with us today, Scott Pearson and special guest Noel Shadalek. Man, there's lots of things going on at Home of Economy. I am super fired up about this little thing today. First off, we're going to talk with Scott Pearson. How are you doing? It's been a while.
Great. It's great to be here, too.
Almost didn't recognize you. You got a little facial thing going on there. Yeah, now.
I didn't shave for a while.
I could not shave for like 8 years, and I still couldn't grow that much hair. You brought a guest with you. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Noel Shanalek, and I own a company called Applied High Performance Products.
And we will be getting back to you soon, Noel. But first, I want to ask Scott, what's going on new at Home of Economy? I mean, you guys, where do we start? But you guys have got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, well, this weekend we have the Racer Showcase, which is why Noel is here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always really exciting.
Now, how many of you had of these Racer Showcase? Because I remember I was at one, and then I think we got the COVID deal last year. So what would this be, your third annual?
Well, it would be.
It would.
Except for we didn't get to have one last
year. Okay, okay. So just going to leave it with a third annual? I think it's got a really good ring to it.
It's 3 years. You kind of have to count that way.
Now, if somebody has never been to one of these indoor racer showcases, what can a customer expect when they walk into your doors on Saturday?
Well, there's a lot going on. Of course, there's the race cars, and Noel can talk a little bit more about who's going to be there and such.
Mm-hmm.
We have free food, simple food, hot dogs and beans. But we're preparing a special bean recipe that we've used in the past, and the hot dogs. Of course, there's you know, there's sale items going mm-hmm. on, things mm-hmm. like that.
Are these things going to be cooked on a Traeger?
Yes.
Oh, good. By the way, we're going to be there all day too, so I'm looking forward to this. Now, people, this is a chance for them. Maybe if their favorite race car driver is there, chance for them to talk with these guys, maybe hop in a car, get some pictures. And there's more than just race cars, too. But this is a great event because all of these race car drivers, snowmobile racers, go-karts, whatever, all very approachable people, all very nice people, and more than happy to take pictures and all of that stuff.
Yeah, racers are just universally great people. I was amazed, really amazed, when we did it the first time that the racers were, you know, and of course this is up to them, mm-hmm. absolutely. But you know, my grandson was there and really enjoyed it. But they let him sit in the race car and drive, you know, pretend mm-hmm. for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stuff is great. It's great for everybody, but just kids especially.
Yeah, and another thing I like about this is a lot of race car drivers. Now I've heard of just a couple that their looks on their cars are going to be 100% different than they were last year. That's one of the cool things, too, I like about this Indoor Racer Showcase is that you get to see the new looks of these cars for the upcoming season. In fact, Amanda Jo said, looking forward to seeing the new looks on some of the cars on Saturday. Heather, wish we could go. Always wanted to go. Unfortunately, we're always got something going on. Well, that is a bummer. How did this event come around? How what made you think of doing something like this?
Well, Noel gets all the credit for that. It came out of conversations between he and I, but maybe Noel, you should talk about how it occurred to you that we should do this.
Well, it started in Scott's office in January of 2018 during a brainstorming session that we had.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And I remember asking him, would you consider hosting an indoor racer showcase or mm-hmm. racer event? Well, then we then walked out of his office onto the balcony, and we looked over the floor, and I said to Scott, I said, if you give me that space from that shelf to that one over there, I'll bring some race cars in. And he looked at me and goes, interesting. And then I asked him, well, what do you want to call it? Well, let's call it the Racer Showcase. So mm-hmm. the first one was held on April 13th, 2018, and that's how it got started. So,
and it keeps getting a little bigger every year, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, we say race cars, but we have go-karts, we have BMX bikes. Who all is I mean, what categories do we have there, Noel?
Okay. Well, we have, I'll just kind of read off the flyer that we have right now. We have five sprint cars, Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Nick Omdahl, Jordan Adams, and then Jade Hastings. And then two late models with Joey Peterson, Brody Trofkerben, and then a lightning sprint with Kelsey Peterson. And then two world champion ice oval snowmobile racers, Madison Phillips and Hunter Johnson. And then three go-karts, Brandon Burke, Jackson Dobmeier, Brett Anderson. And then the Northern Cruise Car Club is going to be on hand, and I believe that's going to be outside, if I'm correct on that. Northdale Oil Company, Red River BMX, and then Corey Lawson will be here as well. So.
And Corey Lawson, if you don't know who he is, he's got this this really cool race car late model stroller, and I think he built a hauler for it or something. Now I ran into him the other day, but is Tucker Peterson going to also be there with his street stock? Because I thought the whole Peterson Racing stable was going
to
be there.
To mention Tucker, yes, okay. He is going okay. to be. Yeah.
How I got my start in racing was ice ovals, and I am really fired up. That you've got Hunter Johnson coming in and Madison Phillip. How did you get these guys in? I know you are heavily involved in snowmobile racing.
Well, you know, I started a Facebook group page, and I was following them during the World Championship Snowmobile Derby in Eagle River, Wisconsin. And so I just started posting their results, and it got a lot of feedback and started creating this conversation, and that's how I got involved with them.
Mm-hmm. So. I do want to throw this out there quickly, Scott. We got a text here saying, do they sell razors at Home of Economy? Looks like someone lost theirs.
That's just mean.
Well, I'll tell you who it was later, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, we're talking about food. And again, you're talking about it's going to be cooked on the Traeger. And I think you mentioned like a secret recipe beans that are going to be gone. But who's doing this, going to be doing all the food?
Well, we're making the food, and then it's being served by, it's in the notes there. I didn't set that up.
Chris okay.
Did.
Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team.
Yeah. And there will be a free will offering there with the proceeds going to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're providing the food and preparing it.
Okay, by any chance, Alan's kid going to be one of those guys with the food?
No.
Oh, state champion, and he's not going to be there, huh?
Well, Alan's family is not able to attend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of a bummer.
The other fun thing that's going on lately is Don's Artisan Waffles. You know, somebody new in town making a wonderful waffle mix, and he'll be demonstrating with free samples as well.
Oh.
So that's you'll be able to get a little dessert.
I am looking forward to this. Now, what supplies does Home of Economy stock at the store that like a race car driver would come in and buy? I mean, I know what you have in there. I'm in there all the time, but race car drivers are buying stuff at Home of Economy all the time.
Yeah, well, nuts and bolts and, you know, motor oil. Of course, Knoll's products are essential, you know, for winners. With that, and you know, Home of Economy is we meet a broad range of needs. So, I don't know specifically to racers, but
well, there's so many things.
You need a broom, you get it at Home of Economy.
That's true. Nuts, bolts, broom. Now, Noel, you are with Applied High Performance Products. Tell us a little bit about these products. I know I've got some that I use, but tell somebody that might not know.
Okay. Well, Energy Release Products Corporation manufactures a premium line of lubricants and additives, and I'm a regional distributor for them, and Home of Economy is one of our dealers. They have products in all 8 stores now. You just opened up a new store, correct?
Yeah, right.
Rugby. And so they carry the Energy Release Metal Conditioner, which racers use in their engine oil. And they also use it in their gear lube in their rear ends. There's grease, penetrating lube, chain grease, cutting and tapping fluid, and citrus degreaser. There's a real good octane booster. So there's a product for everybody, I believe, at the store. So.
And, you know, gasoline, they're not making it any better.
No.
I would imagine that boost is got to help quite a bit because, boy, I've got some... some of my toys at home that if you don't start the things up every other week, you're pulling off carburetors, you're doing all that kind of stuff, and that's no fun.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Now, Home of Economy, Scott, I know you guys are big sponsor of Jordan Adams. Why is racing so important to your store at Home of Economy?
Well, I think just because many of us enjoy it, you know, we're race enthusiasts. And, of course, our customers, you know, if I go to the races, I look in the stands and I recognize a lot of people.
Sure.
A lot of our, you know, nearly daily customers are there. And it's just a really good, it's a really good fit. And, of course, you know, we just like racing.
You know, when you look at the Dussault Photography Wall of Fame, you can see Jordan Adams' car right here with that big Home of Economy sticker on the wing. You've been with Jordan now for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah. I don't remember when we started,
but
he's the first racer that we ever sponsored, and you know, it's been, well, he's done well. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's always nice.
And by the way, he's on his way back from like Costa Rica or something as we speak, I believe. How cool is it being this close to River City Speedway, having your store right there across the pits?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's another reason it's important, of course. You know, and as you mentioned, racers, you know, they come in for last minute needs and things like that. But get off work and run over to the races, that's a short commute.
Mm-hmm. It's a great commute. And I know there has been times like when some of these big shows have come to town and we get a deluge of rain. And, of course, it turns into a mud swamp back in the pits. And I know there's been times that you guys have been gracious enough to open up your parking lot a little bit, too.
Yeah, we're, you know, well, we're always happy to help with things like that should they come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like there's any reason to say no anyway.
Sure, sure. Good to have good neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Noel, how do your products tie in more with racing?
Well, I've been involved in racing for over 41 years, and that's kind of a long time ago.
No, you're an old snowmobile racer, right?
Correct.
Did you race anything besides sleds?
Go-karts.
Oh, you ran go-karts, too.
I did.
And you had a pretty good career on the snowmobiles, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I started racing for Polaris in 1980, and then up through the mid-80s, I was sponsored by Pro 5 Racing, based out of Roseau, Minnesota, owned by Burt Bassett and Larry Ruglin.
Yep.
I raced for them for 3 years. And then I decided that my bones were too brittle, so I couldn't race anymore. And Burt Bassett asked me if I would help them with marketing for the Formula 3 circuit that was starting up.
Yeah, yeah.
They had Mike Cole and Steve Hole racing for them, so I did that for a few years as well.
Okay, so, and your products now... they're probably in 90% of these race sleds, too.
There are, you know, they use energy release in a lot of areas. They use it in the engine oil, the chain case oil, and then they bake their bearings as well.
So. Okay, and I also see your stickers on some race cars.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I suppose they pretty much use just about everything you've got.
They do, and the stickers that you see on those race cars are mostly for energy release sponsored racers. I help them get energy release sponsorships as well.
So. Boy, I tell you what, we have got a lot of texts coming in on this show. John, super excited for Saturday. Always a great event. If Home of Economy does such a great job hosting this event. Terry Blackland says, during a John Seitz Memorial a couple of years ago, I was in a pinch, needed some hardware supplies. It was awesome being able to run over to Home of Economy on my four-wheeler, grab what I need, all in one store. And thank you for supporting racing. So, yeah, the race car guys, they love the fact that Home of Economy is so conveniently located to the racetrack. So there we go, a little testimonial for you right there. Now, I want to know, why is racing so important to Applied High Performance Products, Noel?
Well, it's because I've always been around it, I guess. You know, I worked for Energy Release while I was going to school. Here in Grand Forks, at UND here in Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for them for 7 years. And my job was to be a manufacturer's rep and support the energy release sponsored racers that they had. And the first three guys that I worked with were Danny Lasoski, Donnie Schatz, and Sammy Swindell. And I'll never forget that. You know, it was awesome. They're great people to be around. They're high tech, and they love racing. And I worked around that type of racer for about 7 years.
Yeah, and those three names you just mentioned, you don't get much bigger than that in the dirt track racing world either.
That's when I became hooked on World of Outlaws sprint car racing. Mm-hmm. The first time I went to Knoxville, at the Knoxville Nationals, and I saw those guys zooming around as fast as they go, I was hooked.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a drug, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, for the people that don't know about all these different types of race cars, I mean, I'm imagining there's going to be some people showing up that probably don't know the difference between a sprint car and a late model or a street stock, but you've got a list of the Outlaw Sprints. Now, these cars are pushing, what, 900-plus horsepower. They don't hardly weigh anything, and they really move.
They do. It's amazing.
And you also got the late models, which would be, I guess if you were to, you know, on a regular Friday night show at the Speedway, they would be probably the second fastest class. And you have got some great late models there. Brody Trofgruben, and I just ran into him the other day. Joey Peterson, the who's who. I mean, these guys are awesome race car drivers. I'm also looking forward to seeing the Ice Oval snowmobiles and the go-karts. Now, your products are used, I would imagine, by just about every kart racer in town.
You know, I don't know all of the racers that use the products, but I do know that Home of Economy is starting to sell more products as well, and I'm getting calls all the time, and I try to direct some of those calls to Home of Economy, mm-hmm. you know, so they can go there and pick up the products.
But sure.
It's becoming more popular.
You know? Now, when we talk about snowmobiles, Noel, a regular snowmobile that you might use for trail riding or ditch banging or whatever, a lot different than these Ice Oval racing sleds. Tell us a little bit about the differences.
The Ice Oval sleds that they have now are purpose-built snowmobiles. They run about 300 studs in their track because they race on ice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's glare ice.
It's glare ice. And then they have carbide runners on their skis, and that's what keeps them on the track. They hook up, and then from there they they'll do 90-plus down the straightaways.
You know, oh, yeah.
They really move.
You know, I remember back in the day, well, you were talking about the 80s, you know, back when they went from the twin trackers to the Formula 3. That was a huge step because, well, basically you use racing for research and development.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy twin tracker snowmobiles. They had to come up with something different, much to my chagrin, because I really loved those twin trackers. But the Formula 3 really kind of got the Ice Oval thing going again. And now what's so cool is they've got, like, the vintage oval racing, ice oval racing. They've got different sanctioning bodies now. But it's like ice oval racing is really making a comeback because it kind of dropped off there for a while.
I think you're right. I've noticed it as well. I know the economy was doing better prior to the pandemic, too, and that makes a mm-hmm. difference as well.
Sure. You know, this is on everybody's mind. What time is this going to get rolling?
Well, it starts at 11 mm-hmm. and runs till 3.
Okay.
Yep.
And how much will it cost to get into this if you want to come and check out all of these fine automobiles and snowmobiles and bikes?
Well, it's absolutely free.
Yep. Absolutely free. Yep. Here, oh, there we go. Love hearing that. All right, now, I want to know some of the ways that people can contact the store. Maybe they've got questions, you know, regarding this event, or maybe they just want to find out more about Home of Economy. I know a lot of people, maybe they don't believe me when I talk about Home of Economy all the time, because I do, but if somebody's got any questions about this event or about the store, what's the best way to reach out to Home of Economy?
You know, what I really like is when people write to our customer care at homeofeconomy.com email address. And you can get that by going to our website and the contact us page. But it's just customer.care mm-hmm. at homeofeconomy.com. And those all come to me, and normally I answer them. There are several other people, you know, kind of backing me up if mm-hmm. if I can't get to it, or if I don't know the answer. Nice thing about an email, if you ask me a question that I can't answer, very easy for me to forward that
sure.
to the person who can.
Mm-hmm.
And I always answer them almost right away. And sometimes if I'm unable to answer, you know, with a real answer right away, I'll just say thank you. You know, I'll get back to you tomorrow morning after mm-hmm. I'm able to check on this or whatever. But it's the best way to get, you know, to us, and it comes to me. So if somebody has the answers, it's, you know,
you'll get them.
I'm going to be the best choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Northern Cruise Car Club's going to be there. How'd you wrangle those guys in? And I know people love showing off their hot rods, so maybe it wasn't too difficult to do.
Well, they're, you know, we've hosted some events with them in the past, but we've got a great marketing manager, and I think that was mostly Kristen's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get any credit for that.
Okay. And also, you know, it's a form of racing. It might not be motorized, but the Red River BMX Club, they're also going to have a showing there.
Yeah, that was Noel's work.
Okay. Yep. Talk a little bit about these guys. I know they're in the process. They got a new area, so they can build a new track. I'm not sure I'm going to actually try to book one of these guys on the show when I come in there on Saturday, but Red River BMX, what a great way to spend. I believe Wednesday nights they run most of the time, but how cool is that to get the kids and I'm sure some adults too with their BMX bikes?
I think it's really cool, and they were the group that I reached out to for the first year that we had the program, and
mm-hmm.
they were on it instantly.
Said, yeah.
Oh, this is great. You know, it's a family time, and it educates the public about their group. So they're really excited.
Oh, man. I am just so excited about this. Third annual Home of Economy Indoor Racer Showcase. It's going on this Saturday. Kicks off at 11. Now, before this is all said and done, Scott, we have to talk about the online farmers market. Online farmers market, both physical and online. Explain, I know on one of the other podcasts we kind of talked a little bit about this, but explain how the farmers market through Home of Economy works.
Yeah, well, it's important to talk about that now because it's about to get started.
Mm-hmm. But,
of course, the farmers market everybody is familiar with is food producers and people that you know, use the local products to, you know, make bread or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Selling, you know, in a location where they all gather together. And for years and years and years, that was Home of Economy. We're bringing that back. You know, it's we've got several people that want to participate. We're probably going to do that Wednesday nights.
Okay.
Or Wednesday afternoon and evening.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday... that's kind of covered, but there's a lot of people that, you know, just
can't make it on a Saturday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Home of Economy has we've got space. We've got, you know, a good facility. We don't charge anybody anything for
mm-hmm.
this. The one of the great things is the vendors can pull up in their truck and sell out of the truck. They
sure.
don't have to cart things five blocks
mm-hmm.
and, you know, set up a table and haul it all back.
Right. And that's one cool thing about Home of Economy. You guys like just doing things for the general public, for your customers.
Yeah. It's, you know, and there's a lot of fun in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's something we can do, and it benefits, you know, those producers and such. And, you know, in the end, it benefits us as well.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about Food Hub. Explain that to me, if you would, Scott.
Sure. Well, you know, if you would imagine, say, somebody who's got a garden and they're growing carrots and spinach or mm-hmm. whatever, and they have customers in town here that they have to deliver to, and they might have 20 customers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to make 20 stops, and some people aren't home. Maybe you want to buy a half of beef
okay.
from somebody, and you have to go to Thief River Falls to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of all that, Home of Economy is a central location where the producers can come, leave their product labeled for the customer. We have freezer space, refrigerated space, just air-conditioned space. And then customer can pick it up at their convenience. The producer can drop it off, you know, at their convenience. And it's really just a big logistical improvement.
But absolutely.
When we met with the producers year before, well, it was last year, that was a huge factor for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, you know, if we could just have a food hub and well, we had it ready the next morning.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a hub for food. It's kind of like almost, yeah, well, you mentioned Thief River Falls for beef. I know you shop there a lot. He's got probably some of the best around. And that way you don't have to drive to Thief River. You can put your order in, and they'll bring it to Home of Economy, and you've got the refrigerator space and everything, so it's going to be there just fresh and ready to go as soon as they pick it up.
Right, and he doesn't have to make a special trip to Grand Forks, and you don't have to try to figure out a meeting time and place that works for everyone.
And another example of just what you guys do for your customers at Home of Economy.
Yeah, well... yeah, it is not that big a thing.
Okay.
You know, it's easy for us.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just, as we were talking, this was sort of came about because of COVID and shortages and you know, we were talking about what we can do for, producers that can't market their product and things like that. And there's all kinds of scary talk, a year and a half ago.
Right.
And so we started talking about this and said, well, let's do something about it.
What a great idea. Now, you said it was easy. Now, I would imagine it's not easy completely rearranging your store to bring all of this stuff in for this show on Saturday. How much work is involved? And I don't know if you have started yet, but that's got to be quite the undertaking just to get ready for this big indoor racer showcase.
Well, it is. We have a flexible space right inside the front entrance. And not to minimize the amount of work that people have to do to make room. But timing is important. There's some times of the year when it just wouldn't be possible. But now we're in a transitional time, and we'll be using some outdoor space as well, and it's grown to the point where we can't do everything inside.
Right, right. I have talked to a few people that didn't know about this, and they said, well, it's going to be outside, right? And I said, well, it's called an indoor racer showcase for a reason. I said, believe it or not, they put these race cars in right when you walk in that door that faces west. You're going to see it all. It is one heck of a production. Man, I'm keyed up. How nervous are you getting about this thing?
I'm really excited, you talk about having race cars indoors at Home of Economy. I often think about the founders of Home of Economy and what they would think about this adventure that we're going through right now. Who the founders are. What do you think they would think looking at this event?
I have really no idea. I mean, I'm sure that in 1939, the idea of bringing race cars into the store would have been pretty strange.
Why don't you bring these horse and buggies in here too, and let's see what happens?
Yeah. Well, the world is so different now. You know, back then, having a store was all about being able to source the products. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was their big problem was. Was being able to get the spark plugs, and obviously having working systems, and that was all different too. The world is a different place, and I'm sure that the Keesaws, they were innovators and marketers, and I'm sure they would recognize the value, but it would be a surprise.
I just wanted to thank Scott and his entire team at Home of Economy.
What a great team,
they
too.
They are so good to work with. And they're excited, and it is a lot of work. They're clearing off a lot of space to bring 13 race vehicles into the store.
Yeah, that is incredible. So you're going to have, we got Outlaw Sprints, Late Models, Lightning Sprints, Street Stock, Ice Oval Snowmobiles, Go-Karts, Northern Cruise Car Club, Northdale Oil is going to be there, Red River BMX Club. Corey Lawson's going to have that little late model stroller that if you're a regular at the River City Speedway, maybe you have seen that thing around. But hats off to you guys. I know how much work this is, but if this is even close to the one I was at 2 years ago, this is going to be super exciting. I think getting so close to race season and now with the weather we've actually been having, we might actually be able to kick off racing when it's supposed to start. And this is a good way to get people all fired up about this because, and another thing, people are sick and tired of sitting at home. The whole pandemic thing, but maybe this is like the official way to kick off the new summer.
Well, that's a nice thought. One thing I can tell you is this is bigger and better than the last one.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm excited. We're going to be there live, too. This is awesome. Anything we missed with you guys?
No, I think we covered that. I did want to mention something, too, that I think we're really fortunate to be able to bring sprint cars and late models into the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, River City Speedways has two premium events on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I think you, if I remember right, to get to a weekly event where they have outlaw sprints and late models on the same night every week, I think you have to go to Ohio or Pennsylvania.
Really? Yeah.
Nobody else does that.
It's amazing.
It's an incredible feat. And if you have not been up and close to any of these race cars, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, a lot of these guys, they're more than happy to let you sit in their race car. You could sit and stare and gawk, and then you can dream after that. It's going to be great. You guys, thank you very much for coming in. I know there's a lot more things going on at Home of Economy, and we'll hit that on the next podcast. But there you go. That's Scott Pearson and Noel Shanilek. Make sure you catch it. I tell you what, we're going to be there. Noel will be there to answer your questions about Applied High Performance Products. And, of course, the great crew and team at Home of Economy. Always something fun going on at Home of Economy, and this third annual Racer Showcase is going to be no different. Starts at 11 a.m., gets done at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and again, bring your appetite and bring a little money too, all right? There's going to be goodwill offering for these kids that from Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team going to be cooking up some great vittles. I can't wait. Third annual Home of Economy Indoor Racer Showcase is coming up Saturday, and there we go for the week, and we'll see you guys in a couple of days. That's your Home of Economy podcast on Grand Forks Best Source.